The road we're on is paved in Garth.
Come along on the journey.
As we explore
Garthology.
Think of it more as a conversation. I like that. So if this is truly a conversation, then I say let the conversation begin.
Showtime!
Hey everyone, it's Deb. Welcome to Season 4, Episode 19 of Garthology. I'm alone today to discuss a performance Garth did that you may have missed. As Garth prepares to perform in New Orleans at Louisiana's Sugar Bowl Country Kickoff on September 2nd, let's look back at a time where Garth performed in a benefit to help New Orleans. This was a very sad time in our nation in 2005. But Garth did what he could to help bring comfort to others, as he has so many times in his career. Let's discuss Hurricane Katrina. Hurricane Katrina was a devastating Category 5 Atlantic hurricane that resulted in 1,392 fatalities and caused damage estimated between $97.4 billion to $145.5 billion in late August 2005, particularly in the city of New Orleans and its surrounding areas. Hurricane Katrina originated on August 23, 2005, as a result of the merger of a tropical wave and the remnants of Tropical Depression 10. Early the following day, the depression intensified into a tropical storm and headed generally westward towards Florida. On August 25th, 2 hours before making landfall at Hallandale Beach, Florida, it strengthened into a hurricane. After briefly weakening to a tropical storm again over southern Florida, Katrina entered the Gulf of Mexico on August 26th and rapidly intensified. The storm strengthened into a Category 5 hurricane, which is the worst possible. And that was over like the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico. But then it weakened again to a high-end Category 3 hurricane at its second landfall on August 29th, just over the southeast Louisiana-Mississippi area. The majority of the loss of lives in Hurricane Katrina were due to the flooding, not the actual hurricane, but the flooding that was caused by fatal engineering flaws in the flood protection system, specifically the levee around the city of New Orleans. Eventually, 80% of the city, as well as large areas in neighboring parishes, were flooded for weeks. The flooding also destroyed most of the city's transportation and communication facilities, leaving tens of thousands of people who did not evacuate the city prior to it making landfall with little access to food, shelter, and other basic necessities. The disaster in New Orleans prompted a massive national and international response effort, including federal, local, and private rescue operations to evacuate those displaced from the city in the following weeks. This disaster led to the creation of Shelter from the Storm, a concert for the Gulf Coast, which was a one-hour, commercial-free benefit concert television special that aired simulcast worldwide on September 9, 2005, from New York City and Los Angeles. The special raised money for the relief efforts from the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina and was broadcast in over 100 different countries. All the proceeds went to the American Red Cross or the Salvation Army. For their contribution to the benefit, Garth and Trisha performed a fantastic cover of Creedence Clearwater Revival's Who'll Stop the Rain. Here's a snippet of their performance. The concert was a cooperative and collaborative global effort between ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, UPN, and the WB. It performed on all of those stations at the same time. It featured performances by popular musicians, along with commentary by various actors and other celebrities, and celebrities also answered the phone calls to help collect the donations. Musical performances included Randy Newman, U2 with Mary J. Blige, Alicia Keys, Neil Young, Foo Fighters, Mariah Carey, Paul Simon, The Chicks, Kelly Clarkson, Sheryl Crow, Rod Stewart, and Kanye West. Spoken appearances were made by Bruce Willis, Julia Roberts, Don Cheadle, Jennifer Aniston, Jack Black, Cameron Diaz, Ellen DeGeneres, Morgan Freeman, Jack Nicholson, so many people, there were even more. The phones, could you imagine calling in the phones? The phones were answered by Ben Affleck, Jason Alexander, Jennifer Aniston, Angela Bassett, Ellen DeGeneres, Jennifer Garner, Sarah Michelle Gellar, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, my favorite. I can't imagine if I had called in and she had answered. There was also Allison Janney, who I love in The West Wing, Reba McEntire, who we all love, Jack Nicholson, Julia Roberts. Like, if I had called in and Julia Roberts, my favorite actress, had answered, come on. Amazing. Approximately $30 million was raised for the American Red Cross and the Salvation Army, and the program was even released on DVD by 20th Century Fox on December 6, 2005. I found the recording of the special on YouTube, so if you'd like to watch it, it can be found by going to YouTube and just searching the words Shelter from the Storm, A Concert for the Gulf Coast. You'll be able to find it by just looking for that on YouTube. Shelter from the Storm, A Concert for the Gulf Coast. Hearing Garth and Trisha's fantastic cover of this classic song is really something special, so I highly recommend you go search for it. Plus, you'll get to see a few other familiar faces performing with Garth and Trisha, so it's definitely worth seeking it out. This was such a great cause, and it again shows Garth and Trisha do everything they can to help those in need, from starting their own charities to performing for others and doing whatever they can to help. I am once again reminded why Pete and Jess and I dedicate ourselves to this podcast and supporting Garth and Trisha in all they do. They are two of the most generous people I've ever had the pleasure of supporting. And so for me, they deserve my dedication to them for all that they dedicate to others. I am always going to give them some of my time. So again, seek it out on YouTube. Just go there and search for Shelter from the Storm, A Concert for the Gulf Coast. You'll find Garth and Trisha performing that song, and it's definitely worth it. That's all for today's episode. If you didn't know about this performance, I hope you enjoyed learning about it, and I hope you go find it. Have you checked out our website at garthology.com? If not, stop by today and check out past episodes and bonus content. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on any podcast platform. If you get the chance, please stop by and give us a review, maybe a little write-up to encourage others to listen. Please be sure and share us with everyone you know. That way you can help your friends in low places become Garthologists too. And hey, don't forget to stop by our social media accounts to let us know what you think of this special Garth and Trisha performance. On Facebook, we can be found at facebook.com/garthologycast, and on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and the new Threads, we're at garthologycast. This has been Season 4, Episode 19 of Garthology, and I'm Deb. And I'll see you next time right here. Thanks for listening. And don't forget, love will always win. Bye.